to take the red pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grand Jury Reawakening, and I'm your host, Dr. Kelly, and this is where, when you do your homework and you get a good result, we have more fun here than in a junior high school home economics class with boys and girls in it, you know, where Poindexter breaks the needle and, it's just mayhem. There's as much mayhem as you can have when you're in junior high school, because junior high rules. You know, it's summer. We're going to have fun today. We have five. Saturdays in this here dog day month of August, and it's hot, isn't it? It's hot. It's boring. Like Mike Judge says, teenagers are hot. Teenagers are bored. Dogs are barking. They're bored. They need somebody to take them for a walk and throw the ball. Well, what an amazing, this is, well, Nancy, it's a great time to be alive, is what Uncle Ronnie said, and not exactly how he said it, but I'm going to close this door over here because the puppies are barking and the natives are getting restless, and I want to make this as pleasant as possible. And so we're going to have fun. We're going to do lots of homework. We're going to work hard, and we are going to play harder. And we're going to pray pretty hard, too, because, dudes, like, I'm just going to talk to you folks like you're my friends, because you are. Like, if you're listening to RBN, if you're supporting RBN, well, I got some stories for you. I'm so glad that you can't smell. Well, maybe you can, or you can, if you can only imagine that. Dude, there's like some kind of serious meltdown going on. Like, they are melting worse than that wicked old witch of the West. And it's so funny. Like, they're doing it over filthy lucre. And, like, they're, like, tripping, on the blank. They are tripping blank on power. And since it's summer, we're going to have a little fun today. So this is your hostess, Dr. Kelly. I was on the Nevada County Grand Jury, which has been taken over by liberals, like screaming, flaming, torching, volcanic liberals that are, like, running around screaming, they, yes, hey, diddle, diddle, captain the fiddle, the dish ran away with the spoon. The spoon is talking. The spoon's name, what is it, like, Heidi Hall. Like, dude, if that ain't a witness relocation protection program name, I don't know what is. My name is Heidi Hall, and she, like, ordered the whole, she ordered the hall closed. It's called the Rude Center, but not, like, her rude behavior. It's spelled, like, R-O-O-D, like the Eric Rude Center. And so just for fun to see why is she just snapping corks and popping fuses and spits and popping cracking. Well, if you go to antennasearch.com and you put in this address, 950 MIDU, M-A-I-D-U, those are the MIDU people. They're really cool. They're the natives, locals. Chief Kelly was the last chief of the MIDU people. He used to go out into the country and make beef jerky for his people. Spent a whole month doing that. Now that's a man. That's my kind of man. Chief Kelly. Yeah. He's the last chief of those good people. So anyway, go to 950. Sorry how I just have to tell a story all the time. Talk story. 950 Maidu Avenue, Nevada. Spelled just like the state. City. C-I-T-Y. How come they have such annoying freaking voices and attitudes, and like there's something is wrong with their face. Well, there's a lot of wrong with them, but anyway, here's the zip code. This one's so cool. It's not like I have true threats. It's 95959. So antennasearch.com, go in and enter the address 950 Maidu Avenue. And so what I did is I went to a truckie meeting on the other end of Nevada County. That's, like, where the ski resorts are and, like, all the billionaires live. And, like, this one mayor. She was like going to run for the congresswoman or something. And then, oh my gosh, dude, like, oh, this is the greatest time to be alive. I got a phone call, I think it was just last week, from a liberal Democrat named Bryn Kennedy. She was, like, so annoying. It was torture. Like, I had to drink, like, a gallon of wine just to tolerate it. But, like, I pushed the zero to get on the thing, and then it was, like, so annoying because she's like, and then that, pardon me, I'm gagging. It was so gross. On the next poll question, push one if it's like, oh, my gosh, chick, I want to push zero, and I hope you freaking spontaneously combust or something. Like, they're so annoying. And you know they're lying, and they don't believe what they're saying. So, okay, anyway, like, we're having fun. So I went to the Truckee, because they have a closed-circuit TV, and the way it's wired up, it just has, like, a down at the other end in Nevada City at the Rood Center, there's, like, giant television screens on the wall behind this giant mahogany desk where all the board of supervisors sit and the planning commission and, like, you know, all those overpaid, never work, just plunder the people, Nevada County employees. Yeah, it's shaped like a little derringer pointed at Nevada State. Like, that's not even nice, okay? And so I went there, and I got the bright idea to use the closed-circuit television camera as a document cam. And so I printed the results. Actually, Mike School, when he was being nice and cool, printed the antenna search results, and there's a big red letter alert. There's like, oh my gosh, are you scared? I'm scared. I'm so scared. There was like 130 devices within a 4-mile area, you know, like radius area, whatever, of the bee habitat, okay? Yeah. Dr. Kelly is going to freaking thread it together for you. And so I put that 8.5 by 11, I put it up to the lens on the camera, and so I made it like giant screen document up on the wall behind him. So it was like Mystery Science Theater 2000. And there's a supervisor named Nate, N-A-T-E, nose picker, as in gold digger, searching for answers, searching for something, digging deep into his nose, leaning back in his big cushy chair that is like so cushy, it's like more cushier than the president's chair. And he's like leaning back, trying to dip his head down below his laptop, but I'm paying attention and I can see this. And so during public comment, I call him out and I say, hey, Nate, nose picker, Beeson, supervisor in your district, you need to like pay attention when the people are speaking and not be picking your nose. And dude, the whole freaking Rood Center cracked up. And then when they tried to bring in the stack and pack housing, no, I didn't do this while I was on the grand jury, you freaking ding-dongs. I'm totally stoic and professional. Like, nobody even knew that I was on the grand jury. How's that first? Freaking small town incognito. Oh, yeah. Winger down incognito. That's a great song by Winger, like Kippy Winger, you know, he's like bass player in that band, like named after him. So cool. He's like almost as cool as like Sage Francis and like Republica, you know, like she's ready to go. She's going to shout it from the rooftop. And she's like, her name is Saffron, dude. She's like named after a spice. Saffron, yeah. My name is Smoked Paprika. Yes. Lightly Smoked Paprika. That's my new stage name. Okay, so Truckee Tahoe Humane Society puts out this calendar for 2019 that is so epic and so spectacular. literally, I don't know what month this is, but they put like all these funny quotes, and they have the mayor as like a golden Labrador retriever in a pink dress wearing glasses. And if this isn't the freaking irony of ironies, I don't think it's the Truckee mayor, that Heidi Hall. I think she's like Board of Supervisors. And you know what really sucks is all of these bully, creeper, stalkers, internet stalkers. Man, you know, the wimpiest, wussiest, loserest piece of crap has got to be the internet, in quotes, freaking stalker. Like, you know, or the voicemail stalker, or whatever kind of loser you are, that you can't face the music and publicly debate or privately deal with your freaking issues. Okay, so anyway, yeah, this is like the Board of Supervisors desk. I had this weird dream that they weren't listening, that I was trying to address them. And in my dream, I had on these like giant freaking Lang ski boots or some like steel toe boots. Yes, I'm embellishing a little bit. But I kicked holes in the giant mahogany dais or whatever they call it, you know, the big old mahogany desk that I paid for that they sit behind, and they weren't listening, and I was pissed. I was kicking holes in the things and saying, shut up, quit picking your nose. Quit picking your nose and eating your boogers. Like, the cameras are on, nose picker Nate Beeson. Quit, like, digging for gold down there in, you know, the Golden Chain area. Dude, there, people, I'm telling you, there is so much freaking gold that you could, like, you can mine some gold, you can run a trot line, you know, like, it's, there's that much. There is probably a gold bar. I don't know if it's as big as New Jersey or like Rhode Island or something, but there is a bar of gold that big right underneath the road. People, it's in the Constitution. We're going to carry it with you. I think you're going to be some common law constitutional troll. You know what? The two don't mix. You don't mix forms of law. Okay. I promised we'd have fun. So here's the quote at the bottom of this photograph that this cool chick in, like, Kings Beach makes these calendars. And each month is so cool. Like, my kitty, his name is Kitty. Like, my kitty, you know, the one that kickboxes in the background and wants to go outside and stuff. His name is Kitty, and he is Mr. March. And he's tearing up a computer keyboard, which, by the way, Dr. Kelly went on the internet yesterday, and, like, the screen and the colors are so, like, fake and so ugly and just so, ugh, ew, it was nasty. Like, I had to take two showers, and I'm probably going to have to go to the hot springs and soak in some Dead Sea Salt to scrub that ickness off. But I did trip on over to the RBN, republicbroadcasting.org website. And I don't know if you have one of those cool radios, but I need one too. I don't want the freaking dead tooth, blue tooth, deoxygenated crap. I want just the basic one. With the light and the radio and the, you know, that stuff. And the hand cranker. Yeah, that's what my cousins are going to be doing. Oh, you're bored? You're hot? Here, crank up the radio, toots. Get on the pedal a watt. No, I'm just kidding. Auntie's going to take you to the mall. You know that thing you chop wood with? That's the kind of mall Auntie Vigilante's talking about here. So, yeah. Really important to teach your posterity, and if you don't have any of your own, why adopt some others? You know, it's a beautiful thing. Wow. Welcome to the first break. This is Dr. Kelly, your hostess with the mostest on the grand jury as it slowly reawakens. Thanks for supporting our sponsors and the website. See you on the other side of the break. Yeah.
Online, with identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
A healthy distrust. The force of my love was strong.
Into my hands, I broke them. You gave me the stone, gave me the chisel. Didn't say how to hold them. Didn't say give away every piece of the puzzle till I was left with nothing.
But I took it upon myself to crush it up and distribute the dust.
Getting a bus, hot
hop in a van, jump in the water, crawl to the land, build another castle out of the sand, break it down and then I get into the saddle again. Going city to city, I'm already lost, tell the boss who is new in town. I'ma ride this horse till it bucks me off and I'm forced to shoot it down. I'ma take him out for some gasoline, I'ma trade this cow for some magic beans, make mom proud of the deals that I made, cause I'm just a modern day Johnny Appleseed. But I'm glad that I never passed the jeans and I never put down the axe.
Piano man gonna check a dance floor, the grace and a painful look on his face.
Cause the crowd is packed and the louder they clap, the less he is able to make the connection between what he sees when he hears certain notes and the hurt that is shown in his facial expression. Ah, don't need your go ahead to go ahead. Nah, no, no, it'll go easy, but sweet Jesus wants to sleep with me. Way too many moves to learn, but not enough people to put him on. Look at mom, no hands, I built a suit of armor with wooden arms.
The force of my love was strong.
I heard it about a decade ago. Sage Francis was touring up in the Reno Carson area, and one of my neighbors got me dialed in with the Sage Francis, you know, because I'm always talking about Dr. Francis, you know, that's my mentor. And it's pretty cool. Like, it's really amazing, you know, a healthy distrust. And sea lions are cool. Walruses, sea lions, like those sea creatures, they're so handsome. And it's so cool. Like, one time I was surfing down in San Diego near a spot called Wind and Sea. And these little, they're like little tiny seals, and I don't know if they were porpoises or dolphins, but dude, they were like tooling right up underneath me, tilting up with the eyeball to take a look, checking me out, and then taking off into the deep blue or deep green sea. That was pretty amazing. Animals are really cool. You know, it's got the breath of life in it. It's a living thing. It deserves care. I got to visit so many cool critters yesterday. Man, they were all talking to me. The piggies. They were ginormous piggies. And, oh, the sheep, the milk. Yeah, I've been getting my beef from a cool town for way over a decade now, since like 2007-8, called Ruff. Ampersand ready, because it's rough and it's ready. Isn't that cool? And they are so bad, super bad, that they seceded not just from the Union but from the freaking California Republic itself. Check it out, Rough, ampersand ready, California. That's a cool town. Like, Weldon Travis is there, Calvin Clark is there, and Calvin Clark helped to recall a corrupt supervisor named Izzy, Wizzy, just kidding, is Elizabeth Martin, but nickname Izzy. And I just call chipmunks like Wizzy Weasels because they go, oh no, that's a squirrel, but they go, like, Chip and Dale cartoons aren't even close to what these dudes could do. Like, two of them, like, playing tag on a pine tree. So cool. And they must be the most delicious delicacy in the universe if you are a cat. So, yeah, I was out and rough and ready, eating some good, real food, teaching some good, real people how to write a freaking notice. Like, nobody even knows how to write a basic notice because our parents neglected to confer the immunity and the information to us. It was like, it's so wrong. I don't know if they were like super duper tripper liberal Democrats, or like what happened? Because I was actually raised by Republican wolves in Orange County. I tell that story rather regularly. It's not a secret. It's public. I published it. Publishing it right now. Man. So you just got to lift up your enemies and those, and pray for those who despitefully use you. Because there's a bunch of wrongdoers out there. And I have some really good practicing law legal advice. Okay. Like, if I was your bar attorney, and I thank God every morning when I wake up that I'm not freaking bar attorney. Well, I'll touch back on that later. But here's my advice. If you get a notice that says, hey, wrongdoer, didn't you notice my notice? And that, like, I say here and we'll verify in open court that all herein be true. I say here and we'll verify in open court that all herein be true. I think those are, like, some of the most important words you will ever write, read, speak, and teach in this current time and henceforth. How about that? That was a big old word. Henceforth, meaning, yeah, from now on, sucker, playa, this is how you're going to do it. When you get a notice that says, hey, you owe me $380, you owe me seats to the, you know, to the Beavis and Butthead Do America movie, or you owe me, you know, you promised me this. And plus interest, you know, because the harm and the wrong began on this date, and it still continues to this day. So it's adding interest, you know, like not like fake penalties, not like penal penalty, you know, whatever. So if you get a notice from like me or from anybody that's trying to get you to come clean, Eric Winbag, on the private side, Eric Winheim, Eric Winbag. There's a lot of people that you've done wrong out here. Woo! Just come clean and make things right and take back your Chinese steps or filters and make things right and give people back the money that you took from them. You're a wrongdoer, Eric Winheim. It's really sad. This is like kind of one of your other forms of public notice because you didn't... Okay, so someone sends you a notice. Come get your property, or as my friend's mom would say, come get your shiza off my property right now. Her name is, she has such a cool name. What is it like? Her name is freaking Zora. You don't mess with Zora, okay? She got an Italian last name. You think the first one's gnarly? You don't mess with people named Zora. Like, just don't do it. So, when you overcharge people for an underperforming product, or you withhold their security deposit for the rental, or you just wrong and oppress either the widow, the fatherless. You know, you might not know that they're widowed or fatherless or something, you know, like you might not know that you're oppressing the poor. So make things right. Because when you don't is when you get called in to I say here and we'll verify in open court that all herein be true. And then it's going to cost you like a lot more than just taking your crap back. And if it's so good, you should happily buy it back like silver or gold or something with value that's not made in China and make things right. So that people don't have to hire private investigators to locate you and serve you with process and that you just, like, ditch out and move and don't leave any forwarding information. That's really shady. And you're not registered with the Secretary of State with your business, so is it lawful? Who knows? So anyway, to make things right, there's a great man, Gene, and a company called Green Wave, I think the website is greenwavefilters.com, to filter out the dirty electricity. And it's super tremendous because you get a millivolt. I think it's in, let me think. 70 mil. Like, it's really a cool meter and really cool filters, and you get an instant result right there. And then I was able to show people the stethers don't work at all, if barely. And they cost, like, almost twice as much. And so it's really ridiculous. So if you get a notice that says, hey, give me my $500 back plus interest and send a call tag for your crappy China-made dangerous product that you're liable for. It's called strict product liability. If I was like an attorney and giving legal advice and practicing law, that's what I would say. But I'm not. Thank you, God. Because otherwise, on the 22nd day that you fail to restore or return the property, it's always the same. Supermodel pay. It's $10,000 a day. And now that's accruing. And you're really going to be stewed and look like a super triple idiot. And you're probably going to get triple or quadruple damages, because that's like a biblical thing, you know. You kill somebody's, you know, livestock or their labor or their beast of burden, meaning the thing that pulls the plow, you're going to restore it fourfold. You know, lex talionis. Wash my mouth out with soap or coffee. It's legalese. It's Latin. Roman, Latin, yeah. The law of retaliation. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot, an eye for an eye, a life for a life, a, you know, equal. Restoration. Making whole. And so when you get that notice, and man, there's a lot of people that are currently going to be under judgment by default. So when people don't make things right on the private side, they get dragged into court in the public courthouse. And so it's been so beautiful over the years, and I'm really looking forward to working with somebody. You want to be you. If you're listening, if you hear the sound of my voice, then you want to be on a winning team and a winning project, because I've worked with all kinds of cool people, and you would like to work on this next little batch, you'll really enjoy it. It's like, it is so much fun learning with me. I am a dynamic, visionary instructor. I've been teaching scuba as an assistant since I was 15 years old. Yeah, look it up, Golden West College, Huntington Beach. What was my ID number? Let's see, 79-74-725. Yeah, look up my transcripts there. Check it out. I was 15 and a half. And I got a B as an assistant scuba instructor. And I've taught anatomy, physiology, chemistry, physics, you know, all that stuff. Why do pre-professional scientists, doctors, whatever, have to take those classes? Like when the New Age troll asks the physics teacher, she raises her hand, what does that have to do with crystal healing? And this was John Quackenbush, the premier physicist, was my physics professor in 1995. He was concurrently working on the Human Genome Project and was like the youngest graduate of MIT. And he looked just like Geddy Lee of Rush, and he was so cool. And so sometimes, you know, because I'm special, I would ask him when he was up writing on the board, and what does that have to do with crystal healing? And he actually scratched his back with his middle finger like in front of the whole class. I'm not sure what that was. No, but he was so cool. We used to go have like margarita lunches, you know. Not those of us that were designated drivers never, ever, like not even once in the whole accelerated coursework and lab and lecture. That's okay. I can walk across the street and get a shot of tequila or two on my birthday, and I usually do to make up for that. So then there's no driving involved, you know? Just like, yeah. And sometimes I'll have a shot or two with the owner. Really cool. Love people. Love the Mexico-Canada-America agreement. Dude, like maple syrup should be flowing. Like the land is flowing with maple syrup and milk and honey. Like maple syrup is so good. And this goat's milk caramel. Like if it didn't have stupid stinking corn syrup in it, it would be the perfect food. But now it's just the perfect apocalypse food. Because you know, you can't get fat in a day. You can't like overdose on probably mercury contaminated corn syrup. I'm like, I could probably use this thing as a thermometer. Just kidding. But, you know, that's how I like to think, is on the positive side of things. And so it was pretty cool. I finally have seen Carl Lentz, and he is so flipping handsome. That's why I picked like the Sage Francis. I was like, man, he just reminds me of like the ruler, freaking sea lion of like the North Pole or like the Arctic Circle. He's rocking the cool sea lion mustache and like the walrus. I mean, he's so handsome, like full on long hair, big old mustache. He's like biblical handsome, you know, like Boaz, like Moses. Now I know why he gets so pissed, because his people are whiny and complainy. Do you know what happened to people back in the day, like in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, when you complained, when you grumble, when you whine, when you complain, when you move your tongue against the anointed ones of God or his creation, you know what happens? The earth shall open her mouth and swallow them and their stuff, and then she will close her mouth upon them. And it's like, as the Italian mafia princess said, goodbye, honey. It's Vegas, honey. Because, you know, I'm trying to be all proper and, like, call it Nevada, you know, Las Vegas. And they're all slapping me. It's Vegas, honey. When I was trying to book these flights, oh, my goodness. It was the 80s and the 90s, and I had this most enormous 2-foot mullet, at least. It was, like, a foot tall. I'm wearing gargoyles. You know, this is what we should be doing, is we should be surfing on rocks out in Indian country where we've been invited. You know, like when you get invited, barge it harshly. You get invited to Hawaii, that's like an honor. Go. Don't just like be some whoring out your beach to anybody with a buck, because then they're going to come trash it, and then the bears are going to eat their trash, and then they're going to poop it in your yard, because you're not like that, and the bear's like, this is like a good place. Dude, like, Grizzy must weigh 800 pounds, and then, like, her cubs were tooling through here, so, like, you can come camp, but don't bring no food in your tent. I'm not responsible. So a cool nickname for bear cubs are cublets. And they're so pretty. And they're so naughty. because they'll get in the trash and they'll break everything and have a big old party. And then you have to discipline them as you would other posterity. You're like, bad Barry, go home to your mama right now. Now, this instant, now, go home. And it's cool. They all three little cublets went marching, running. Dude, bears are so fast. No, you can never, ever, ever outrun a bear. You gotta intimidate them. Or just don't get in their space in the first place. Especially not the babies when mama's, she's close enough to smell you. And I chased the three bears down the street in the middle of the night in flip-flops on asphalt with a flashlight. Because it makes like a cool, that slapping sound when you run in flip-flops. And don't ever try that at home. I'm an elite athlete. I have skills. I'm national championship snowboarder 11 times. Ring skateboarder, surfer, skier. Yeah, like I do all that stuff. And the next adventure, which shall continue, is going to be foil surfing, like hydrofoil surfing. Check that out. And you know what we need? Come on, witty inventors. Let's just get some sort of motor, some kind of engine that you can put into something that goes on land, in the water, in the snow, and on the dirt. You know, like it just changes its, what do you call that thing? The drivetrain. You know, like one is like a snowmobile, one is like a ski-mobile, like a water ski-mobile, and then the other thing is like a bicicletta. That's how you say bicycle in Italian, for those of you who like the two wheels. Oh, and there was this rad place in L.A. Don't you love how these stories just like blend in and then back out? It was called the Beachy Cochina. Beachy Cochina. It was called the Bicycle Kitchen. And it was so rad. Like, I went there and learned how to true a wheel. They teach you everything. How to build a bike, how to repair it, you can buy parts. What a cool little spot. Somewhere in L.A., maybe like over by like Echo Park. Like, is there an Echo in here? Ooh, it's August 1st, 2020. It's so cool. So, once a month for the whole year, when you say the date, it's like 2020, you know, because it'll be like 7-2020, 8-2020. It's so cool. It's like, no, there's not an echo in here. It's like 1-2020, 2-2020, 3-2020, 4-2020. It's such a cool year. Like, this is really stellarly, monumentally, just awesome. Like, so many good things are happening. And so many bad people are going to spend the rest of their lives in prison with, here's all the cool new cellmate names. Big Pretty, or Big Purdy, if you're from the South. And dude, it's time to have a little common law party. Y'all need to step it up and reach out and sponsor. You're going to have 5 opportunities this month alone, on this show alone, on this platform alone, that is archived on RBN. And you need to drop some, what do I call them? Shredderal reserve notes. Like, you need to get rid of every Federal Reserve note you have as fast as you can. And hurry up and send it to RBN while they're still taking it. And when you get yourself one of those radios and you're feeling super generous, and you're buying a bunch of cool products off the RBN website because you love and support this work, dude, get your pen and paper ready because I'm fixing to give you my mailing address for things that go through the U.S. mail. Yes, to the post office box. Like, it's really small. Hardly anything can fit in there, but I have a decent relationship with everybody except the postmaster. Things he wants to look at, describe, discuss, touch, and prevent my property and interfere with my rights. Because, like, when I was trying to mail some stuff to Chris near Las Vegas, like a whole stack of stuff got sent back that was media mail that were radio show transcripts. Okay, now if that ain't media mail, somebody want to step up and say what is? Like, I'm going to have fun making fun of, like, what a dumb, you know, what can I insult? What a dumb reptozoid shapeshifter you are. You know, oh, they're melting, like, so quickly right now. Oh, they're melting so quickly. Thank you again for sponsoring the RBN and the Grand Jury Reawakening. And your host, Dr. Kelly. P.O. Box 1624, Kings Beach, California, 96143. And that may be up on the website. And I may be actually having an intern put some goodies up on my page for you, like some notes and stuff. In a minute.
Valerian and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Right on. Oh, that's hilarious, because the moon was so spectacular last night, driving home across Highway 20 through a tunnel of trees, that when there's a fresh snow upon it, it just closes in on you, and you're literally in a tunnel of trees, or as they say in Hawaii, trees. It was funny hearing Kelso make fun of Michael and Michelle Obama, because she's a strawberry. That's why she says, like, structure, and, like, that's, like, some cool pigeony thing, but not coming out of that pie hole. So anyways, things are going to get so interesting, and the grand jury is reawakening. People are reawakening and learning who's the employee, who's the employer, who is the slave, who is the master, and what a horrible disgrace it brings when the slave rules his master. Because guess what? A public employee is a bond, B-O-N-D, servant, bond servant. So when the elected official, a.k.a. public employee, is put in office and they swear the oath, they are also bonded. It's like a professional personal liability policy in case they do wrong. And as we affectionately nickname everybody in California, because we have to protect their guiltiness until they prove themselves innocent, because they've done wrong. Just like some people have made such a mess out of so many things. And all I can say is this: repent. The kingdom is at hand, and the kingdom of God is about to come near y'all. And there's something going on in the graveyard. Oh, yeah. Ezekiel 37, the valley of dead, dry bones. That's your mission field. You know, check it out. Maybe God will use you to speak life into the dead, dry, desolate, plundered places. And man, I hate to say this, but like as soon as I left Nevada County, it just went to hell on a greased pole. There was a good mayor, I think, or city councilman, somebody, a good supervisor, somebody named Renette Sanum. And I was telling this little group about the co-mayor, sub-mayor, owning $100,000 of big telecom stock and then voting on those issues. So things about to, the event's going to turn western here in California, I think. My goodness. Not like Texas Ranger style, but close. Thank you. I will see you next week.
Extend your life. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.